This is Robert Balgach, and welcome to the Black Swan Secrets podcast. Our focus here is to help you grow as a producer and as a business owner in the life insurance industry. Enjoy the ride. Disclaimer: past performance is not indicative of future results. Strategies discussed in this podcast may not be suitable for you, and you should make your own independent decision regarding them. This material does not take into account your particular objectives, financial situation, or needs, and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you.
Awesome. Awesome. So thank you there, Mr. Robert, and great job. You know, guys, we always say we can't be who we are without you. So I want to make sure that you understand that your leadership team deeply appreciates all the hard work you guys go through and put in to protect families, because that's what this is about, you know. And when we hold that dear and near to our heart, it puts us in a position where we can really convey to the client that we're only here to help them. We're not here to sell them. We're not trying to oversell them. We want to make sure that we understand how we can best protect your family, because here's what we know for sure. That day is going to come. And we have to make sure that we're good at painting that picture. Now, that being said, guys, when you're new, this, and we say it all the time, you're going to be bad before you're good. Remember that. Embrace it. You're going to be bad before you're good. But here's the key. You see so much success, so many examples of success. I want you to be reminded, do not quit. Don't give in when the going gets tough. Because as we like to say, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. So that's why we have these Monday motivations, so we can make sure that you have the mental toughness, that when the going gets tough, you can stick in there. You can plant your feet in the ground. You can stand tall like the champion that you are and go out there and protect these families, because they need you more than you. Most of you guys actually know they need. They need you. All right. And we have these living benefits that takes it just that little bit more over the edge. So that being said, turn your speakers up, because we're going to talk about that, guys. I want you guys to understand the importance of sticking around. Don't quit. Don't give in when the going gets tough. And we're going to get this wonderful video going for you fine individuals. And let's get into it. Take your notes. Here we go.
But if you give it everything you have and you come up short, what if you get weak along the way and you throw in a towel on yourself, you surrender to your emotions? What then?
Everybody tripping through something. Everybody, I don't care who you are, you're going through something. But your great life is in front of you. It's not behind you. What you did back there ain't got nothing to do with what God got for you. What you did back there was learn the lessons to get you to where you are at this particular moment right here.
Maybe being weary doesn't mean you're weak.
We're in hell right now. And we can stay here, get the kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell. One inch at a time.
It's okay to fall. Because when you fall, you get back up.
What I need you to do is I need you to find a reason to keep going. And if you can find a reason to keep going, I know you're strong enough to do it, because you're human. And every human has what it takes to get past whatever they're going through if they decide to. Push through it. Push through it. Tragedy and trials come to everybody. Only the strong survive. Listen to me very closely. Y'all running from obstacles when in fact it's the obstacle that's going to take you to the next level. Like, y'all running from pain. Y'all running from challenges. You telling me how difficult your life is. Do you understand it is the difficulty that's going to prepare you and take you to that next level?
You ready to quit? You ready to give up? You ready to give in? You ready to tell me what's not working, who doing this, what's wrong? If you're not ready to get up every day and start all over again like nothing happened yesterday. Phenomenally skilled is cute, but it is a phenomenal will that says every time I get knocked down, I will get back up. and I will succeed. I will not surrender.
As you go through the challenges of life and you look at it and embrace whatever comes to you, don't run from it. Step toward it. Don't try and duck it like most people do. See, most people want it easy. See, easy come, easy go. But when you go at what you're going to deal with and you deal with the difficulties of it, when you handle those hard things close at hand, making those hard decisions right now that you don't want to make, but you know that in order for you to get where you want to go, this is one of the hoops that you have to flip through.
This is what you do. You are built for this. You would just believe that your day coming, that the sacrifices you are making today, they gonna pay off. But if you do not believe, it ain't gonna happen. Keep fighting in the midst of the struggle. Keep fighting. Keep thinking positive. You only lose when you quit.
It'd be one thing if life was like NASCAR. When you only have one lap left, they wave the white flag to let you know this is the last one. This is it. If you can make it around here, your race is done. But life doesn't wave a white flag. So then we wave our white flag, not even knowing that just around the next turn, just around the next sacrifice, just if you can make it through this season, just if you don't give up in this trial. See, the reason you can't stop is because you might be so close. Wouldn't it be a shame for you to quit when you're this close? Wouldn't it be a shame for you to walk away when you've come this far? Wouldn't it be horrible for you to bail out when you're just this close to victory? You can't walk by what you see. You can't give up because it doesn't feel good. You can't let people talk you out of it. You can't let your emotions stop you from moving forward.
Keep believing, keep moving, keep marching, keep crawling, keep inching. This might be the day, this might be the one.
So guys, so watch this guys. I hope that hit somebody, right? I hope somebody felt that this morning, because here's what I can promise you. And if you guys stick around here long enough, you're going to hear this message a lot of times. What we can promise you is a hard time. We can promise you opportunity mixed with difficulty, because that's what life is about. It's going to happen this year because it happened last year. You're going to have all of that in the next 5 years. How do we know? Because you had it in the last 5 years. Those things aren't going to change. But here's what separates us here at Black Swan. We don't just give you guys an opportunity to go out there and change your life. We do the things that we know are going to help get you there, like work on this mindset, because that's where the winning is going to happen, guys. This same opportunity is given to every person that comes across our screen. Everybody that's hired by one of our managers, this same opportunity is here. But why? What do we do that's different? We work on your mindset. We work on your mental toughness. We want to make sure that you have the mental fortitude to withstand the rigors, because we know it's going to happen. We know you're going to get knocked down. We know you're going to have somebody cuss at you. We know somebody's going to hang up the phone on you. We know somebody's going to tell you to stop effing calling me, stop effing texting me. We know that that's going to happen at some point in time. And guess what? It doesn't matter, because right around the next corner, right around the next call, right around the next lead, somebody needs you because they understand the importance of what you're calling them about. They understand the importance of what you're here to do. They want your help. They need your help. And we're going to give you guys everything. We're going to power you with everything that we have. Every tool that we have, every bit of mentorship that we have, every bit of leadership that we have, to give you everything that you need for you to be massively successful, to go out there and protect families the way we know that you can. And that's why we tell you that you're in the right place at the right time, perhaps for the first time in your life, with a team of people that say, hey, Christina, yes, you can. Nobody's going to say, Joseph, you can't do it. Nobody's going to say, Haji, you need to go get a job, dog. This isn't going to work for you. Nobody's going to say, Hannah, why don't you just quit? Why don't you just give up? You don't have what it takes.
Nobody here is going to tell you that. We're going to continue to drop that rope down to you. We're going to continue to send other troops in to help push you in and put you on their back and carry you across that finish line. But here is the key. We can't want it for you more than you want it for you. You got to want it. And here's what I can promise you. If you want it bad enough, as we say, where there's a will, there's a way. If you want it bad enough, we're going to give you everything you need here to get it, guys. We're going to give you everything, 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 every freaking thing. We're going to give it to you. The question is, what are you going to do with it, Chris? What are you going to do with it, John M? What are you going to do with it, Callie? That's the question. And I can't answer that question for you. But you know who can answer that question? Dick, who can answer that question for him? They can answer that question. Can't nobody answer that question for you but you. And you've got to decide, am I willing to go to the 10th mile? Am I willing to go through the cold? Am I willing to crawl through the rain? Am I willing to get sand in my trousers? I went European for a half a second, guys. Am I willing to do the dirty work? If you can say right now to what I'm saying to you, no, I'm not. No, I can't. No, I'm not willing. Then go ahead and get off the Zoom now. Because this is not the place for you. This isn't the team for you. This isn't the family for you. This isn't the business for you. But if you can listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth right now and say, Dr. Lee, I want it. I'm willing to put in the work. I'm willing to make the sacrifices. I know it's going to sting. I know it's going to suck sometimes. I know that I might drop below my comfort level financially, but I'm going to push through because I believe in me. I believe in me. But do you believe in you, Michael H? Matt, full of the clunks, or do you believe in you? If so, guys, I'm going to close with this, guys. Don't quit, because winners never quit and quitters never win. Don't quit. Don't quit. And everybody do me a fine, kind favor and type in the chat. I will not quit. I must win. I will not quit. I must win. Let's end this Monday as we go into the beginning of the week. Let's pick up. And let's kill it, guys. Let's go out there and fight for our families, because this is for your family. Just be reminded, this is for your family. Let's go out there and protect some clients. And as I always say, ladies and gentlemen, I will see you at the top, or I will see you from the top. Remember, the choice is yours. Have a fantastic Monday and the rest of your week. Ciao.
That's where Dr. Lee drops the mic. I have nothing else to say. I'm just handing it over to Marsha. Good luck today, guys. It's going to be a great week. Be part of the leaderboard. I'm reading it tomorrow.